Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
All right, it's the rundown, the first ever rundown of the year 2022, right? No,
nope, no, it's Tuesday. Yesterday,
yeah, forgot. Absolutely. I wasn't on it, so fuck that one. Doesn't matter. Frank joins us. What's up, Frank?
Same old.
Frank said to me today, well, the Mets are going to win zero games this year. And I said, fucking what is it now? He goes, well, nobody's going to win any games. They're going to play zero games. Why doesn't it just be the way, Frank, that we finally get a good team and now
Rob Manfred, he just wants to destroy baseball.
Oh, they're in a strike.
Yeah.
He just wants to destroy
the sport.
Was
there, like, bad news, though? Because I feel like they're going to get it done.
They're not even talking, and there's no plans to even have any discussions anytime soon.
See, that's also the problem is then with spring training. It's like pitchers and catchers is in, like, 6 weeks, and if you're not going to talk, then that gets backed up, and then opening day gets backed up. And
it's like they don't even care. Rob Manfred basically wants to get rid of the American League and National League, have East-West. He wants to, like, radically change the rules of the game. He wants to actually shorten baseball games to 7 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says that people are bored by it.
I was down with the 7-inning games, to be honest.
He is like the TikTok commissioner who just why are we here so long? He listens to those people instead of true baseball fans, and then he basically just always flips off baseball fans. And then yesterday he fires Ken Rosenthal from MLB Network.
That was pretty shitty.
Because he criticized him.
That was North Korea shit right there.
I mean,
dear leader.
But isn't that one of those things where, like, didn't we all know that? Right? Like, the news you're getting from MLB Network is pretty MLB slanted.
Yeah,
news you're getting
from
NFL Network is pretty.
Yeah.
And it sucks to have it, like, proven right in front of your face. You're like, oh, that's fucking douchey.
I didn't think you would get the boot. But also, it's like he still works for The Athletic and he still works for Fox Sports, so it's not like he's, like, unemployed.
Yeah, but it did.
What did he do?
And actually, his contract expired, and he just didn't.
What did he just do? Hits? Because his show was the sideline guy or whatever you call it on Fox Sports. He writes for The Athletic. So
he basically just is criticizing Rob Manfred at his approach.
He would do, like, those little talk show
of his approach to the game. Rosenthal's kind of a traditionalist, and he's basically just questioning about the handling of the Astros scandal, where he called the World Series trophy a piece of tin, which tells you how much Rob Manfred hates baseball and what a fraud he is.
What did you think of the pageantry last night at Heinz Field, Frank?
I thought it was a good send-off for Ben Roethlisberger.
I thought it was crazy that he got the chance to take a knee. Like, after Najee Harris runs it in, I was like, oh, he should have fucking taken a knee and let him have his moment, and then they got it.
I kind of agreed with, I was watching the Manning cast, I kind of agreed with Peyton where they should have called a timeout when he came off the field.
They did.
That's what I thought they were going to do.
Oh, they did?
On the ESPN broadcast, they were like, Tomlin, like, tried to call a timeout, but, like, everybody started to rush out.
Oh, really?
Or there was something where whoever was on the broadcast was like, Pittsburgh called timeout. And I think they were trying to give him, like, a moment, and it was just, like, too late.
Yeah. I watched the first half, and I watched, like, the fourth quarter. It did get The game, I mean, the game was so impossibly bad that at halftime I was like, I'm going to watch something else. But
he played like, you know, it was like 23 of 46 for like 125 yards.
Yeah,
it was like,
yeah,
it was ugly.
He was firing a lot of shots, not anymore hitting the target.
Yeah,
I actually was in my new lounge couch. You know, my
how's the new pad, bro?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice. It's a lot more comfortable to watch it instead of sitting in that computer chair all the time.
Yeah, I imagine so.
So
getting pizza delivered to the door instead of the window and stuff.
Yep. So I actually had to. So I had my legs up the full lounge position.
Beauty.
Watching the game and. I actually dozed off like in the end of the first quarter. I woke up. It was like late third quarter.
Yeah, it was a tough game to watch. It was a tough game to watch. The
he milked that moment, man. They sent it to Scott Van Pelt on ESPN, and then like they cut back to Heinz Field. He was still walking around the fucking field.
Thank you, man.
I'm not surprised, but I'm a little surprised that nothing negative at least came up.
Not a one.
Was even addressed.
Especially with the checks, the blue checks on the internet and the people that we know are out there, there was not like anybody being like,
like
we're going to celebrate
this
guy.
Steve Levy or right. Peyton was going to bring
right,
it up.
Right,
But I'm surprised. Like it really, on Twitter, no one really mentioned like...
Nobody said anything.
Multiple assault allegations. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like it's so weird when stuff like this happens, because like I feel like I'm going to get in trouble, and like people are going to get mad at me for just being like, hey, by the way, didn't that happen?
Yeah.
Like
they're going to jump down your throat.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? It's a nice moment. Why are you bringing up rape? Right. Like, I don't know, man.
Because it happened. Maybe allegedly.
You see, he never actually.
But also, they got another game to play. By the way, it's like game and shit. But like. They can go beat the Ravens. You were pointing out that the Colts are probably going to be resting people. Like
I thought it was a loser mentality. I thought loser mentality from the Steelers fans. Be like, it is 99% sure his last home game. But like and like even if you get to the playoffs,
you're not going
to
play at home,
then some,
right?
You know, some crazy shit has to happen to ever get one back. Like, I should probably. Yeah, I don't even know how you could possibly.
You know what's going to happen is
so wouldn't. But whatever, it's still loser mentality to be like, this is a huge celebratory game when you might be a playoff team.
You know what's going to happen when is the Ravens are going to beat them.
Yeah.
The Ravens
probably.
The Ravens season's just been totally dumpster fire last month of the season.
Not last month, since training camp. Didn't they lose? They lost fucking Humphreys, and they lost their first two running backs in the training. It's been crazy they even got to where they are.
I mean, when they lost to the Dolphins, that was almost like their season started crumbling at that point.
Yeah.
They were actually the number one seed going into that game against the Dolphins.
Right,
remember.
Right.
And
there's
such a rivalry
I want to see them win. Imagine if that tie ends up being what fucks them. You have a tie to the fucking Lions, and that's what crushes your season.
Well, you know, if all the weird scenarios play out, if the Steelers win, the Jaguars somehow beat the Colts, the Chargers and the Raiders can go out each other. Go.
They can tie, right? Yeah.
They could
right.
Shake
the Raiders
hands,
and if tie the each Chargers other. And Raiders tie, they still get stuck out of the playoffs. That'd be unbelievable.
And the two of them they're taking an E. They're taking an
that
E.
That would
they're
be unreal.
And again, that's gonna be a Sunday night game. And we'll have
crazy. That's a Sunday night game.
Yes.
That's funny. All right, number two. The Washington Football Team will announce their new name on February 2nd. It is confirmed to not be the Red Wolves. That's all we know.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they classic
I'm
Washington.
I'm just going off of this text.
Yeah, in classic Washington fashion, they've already fucked it up.
What is it?
I believe it's the Washington Admirals. I think the WashingtonAdmirals.com redirects to WashingtonFootballTeam.com, to their official website.
Got it.
And then now it's gotten convoluted because now there are, like, people are buying other web domains and sending them to that site.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe they have released their, like, six final teams. Names, and I believe the Admirals was amongst them. And let me check Nate's timeline to be sure.
I would love to see that. Imagine if they just came out with a worse name, like a horribly racist term.
Like
Snyder's double middles to the world.
The Washington Snyders. Hail to the Snyders, best owner in the league. He did nothing wrong. Shut your face.
Yeah, I guess
John Gruden did everything.
It's a good one.
It is Washington Admirals. Washington Admirals does direct to that team, to that website.
I mean,
people are saying it could
be. I can't believe, like, Just stick with Washington football team.
I hate that. No. We don't want any soccer names. Never. No soccer names. The name sucks.
I feel like it works, and they got away. Like they don't even need. No one's bringing up Redskins anymore. No one needs to talk about it. Nobody seems to have a problem with it. Some people seem to like it. Just be done with it. Who cares? Now you got to go through all the people who don't like the name and don't like the logo and all that shit.
Oh wait, Admirals isn't on their final list. So that doesn't make sense. The Athletic tweeted, if you were to rename the Washington football team, what name would you choose from the final list? I'm assuming this is the official
one. What's the list?
Commanders, Red Hogs, Defenders, Brigade, Presidents, Armada.
It's going to be Red Hogs.
I was going to say, like, Red Hogs.
It's going to be Red Hogs. What
Why?
Name?
What significance does that have?
What's I just like Hogs.
What, well, they used to call their offensive linemen the Hogs. Fans used to go to their games with skirts. And we're in
yeah,
Hogs.
Like I could see there being fun. Like
okay, and, so okay, I've seen
and
that.
What is
like,
the date?
They can have a section called the Pig Pen. And like what, all their fans, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone dressed like a pig.
What
That'd
is
be
the
cool.
date that they're announcing the logo?
February 2nd. February 2nd.
What is Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Oh. Red Hogs. It's
Put it
going
in the books,
to
Frank,
be
Red
but
Hogs.
But also, they it's going to leak early because like everything Washington fucks up, they fucked up. But like it is, they in their promo video for it, they have like a bunch of people who they're showing the name to. Mm-hmm. And if they react like, oh, and but then it's like find out the name. But so now you have 50 people who
yeah.
fucking know what the name is.
Yeah,
we're gonna tell a person or two.
Oh, they're gonna know.
It's
that
gonna
name.
Leak by the end of the day.
They're gonna know that name soon. Yeah. I mean, Guardians leaked out like about a week or two beforehand for the Indians.
I can see Sentinels too. I feel that's a Washington thing. I don't know. I could not be less.
That's from the movie.
Washington Sentinels?
Yeah, that wasn't that the name of the movie in The Replacements?
It does feel like it wasn't The Replacements,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's you, then do you, that,
you,
then.
Then you and, can't have that.
Why
and
not?
Washington Defenders,
I love the movie, but you can't be based
and
on
And I think
movie.
Washington Defenders was the name of the XFL team.
Red Hogs gets the vote.
Yeah, Red Hogs is pretty, like, unique, pretty cool.
There were, though, like, pictures of the uniforms, and they have, like, stars and stuff, and kind of look military-themed.
Yeah, the problem with Red Hogs is that's, I mean, I don't know, Hogs is... That feels like a minor league baseball team name, the Red Hogs.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. You're right.
So I like it, but I don't know if it fits a football team. I mean, that just looks like the Redskins.
Yeah. I mean, it was always great with the Hogs.
I just can't,
the
I just
offensive
can't.
Lineman, the off that offensive line that won them three Super Bowls was nicknamed the Hogs.
We got Tristan Thompson back in the news. Tristan Thompson just loves fucking people other than Khloe Kardashian. He got the paternity test that proved he was in fact, you are the father. But then just put up a story being like, all right, now that there's proof, I'm going to raise this kid and apologize to Khloe. Which is kind of like, I feel like he was kind of like Costanza-ing this shit, just denying everything every time he fucked somebody. And now there's like irrefutable proof, and he's like, all right,
this
got me. I'm going to raise the kid.
This should have been this news should have been on Maury Povich.
Yeah. I mean, somebody should have, if you could get Maury Povich with Khloe and Tristan on, oh my God, talk about breaking the internet. But he's just going to be like raising this kid and I don't know.
Good for them.
Right?
I got to be honest.
Well, not good for Khloe's probably pretty upset.
Good for him. Good for them. I don't know.
And
Khloe
and
Tristan
like,
Thompson.
The poor kid. And I'm like, well, you know, having a NBA father, not the worst thing in the world.
No,
it's not like he's
I wouldn't
a dirt
say
ball.
So.
I mean,
you
know? I mean look at Sean Kemp. I mean, Sean Kemp literally could go in each city and visit one of his kids when he was playing in the NBA.
Sure.
I am not an anti, like, I'm too cool to talk about celebrity couples. I'm very much into celebrity couples. I have a hard time getting into Tristan.
This is also like the 50th time.
Yeah, it's like,
we know. He's fucked a whole bunch of people.
It's happened
this
a million
probably,
times.
This is probably more than other, you know, there's probably more than just one kid.
It's
and
hard.
And Khloe's like, oh,
but
man.
You know what is interesting about this is the chick, Mercedes, I believe her name is, who he slept with, she like doesn't, like, she's not like, in it, like, she, I mean, she has a lot of Instagram followers by regular person standards.
But not like.
It's like 90 grand.
Oh yeah, it's nothing.
Like that's how
she's like not famous.
That's how do you even how does
well that's
like you just in the DM
and she just trapped him. You know what I mean? It's probably like
yeah.
She got him like on a late night when he's lonely.
90,000 is
not, I
don't think she's got a verified account. Like fucking Tristan Thompson is 99 plus looking for puss.
Well, that's the thing. I think he just want like he's probably like a full blown sex addict. It's like I'll fuck you. I'll fuck anybody. And I mean, just how do you have the kid? It's crazy. Can't knock these bitches up. Can't knock them up, man. Come on. Jeff Bezos, jacked.
Fucking D's.
Yo, I didn't see that picture. I saw the one
D's
of him.
D's, peace.
Yo, he kind of looks like that Vince McMahon look, but not as bad. You know what I mean? Like the old guy swole, but not all steroids. But you know, I mean, he's got to be injected with all sorts of shit.
Oh, yeah.
He's got,
probably
like,
mostly kid blood.
He's
yeah,
probably
like he's got
invented
the good stuff.
Yeah.
He's probably invented a steroid.
Yeah. He's got that Amazon using. HGH that's like, if I could get some of that shit.
Dude, he's gotten so weird. I think we've all, as a people, have gotten a little weird with our billionaires where we have, like, billionaires we root for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people don't like billionaires.
Yeah,
like
you root for a certain team.
Like, I'm fucking Team Musk because he likes crypto, or I'm Team Bezos because he likes to go to the moon, or whatever. Fuck you. Like, it's a little weird, but I gotta tip my cap to this one, this picture. And the as I'm saying this out loud, it seems like I'm Team
You're
Bezos.
You're Team Bezos, yeah.
the New Year's picture where he's just fucking Pitbull.
You call him what? Mr. Galactic?
Mr. Galaxy Wide, man. Yeah. He's just out there in a white pants, tight shirt.
I think this is also like a, you know, we had our fun with the Leo DiCaprio picture, and now he's like, and by the way, I'm not some like fucking nerd, dude. Like, I'm a nerd, but like, check me out. I could beat you up and I'll steal your girl. Fuck you. I'm a billionaire and I look like this.
Like,
fuck
you. That's a cool ass picture, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's a...
like Zuckerberg.
Yeah, it turns out I'm Team Bezos.
Like, Zuckerberg is a door. Zuckerberg looks like, you know, a Muppet, and he's all like, you know, he doesn't have any swagger. And this guy's like, I'm a billionaire and I'm jacked. And I'll fuck your bitch.
Why wouldn't you be Team Bezos? I mean.
Yeah, Rox, I hate small business.
I mean, well. I mean, come on.
Go Amazon, go Amazon.
But it's cheap. We get the money. I mean, we save money.
Yo, Amazon is like one of the best things that ever happened. So anybody who's all anti-billionaire but is, you know, getting shit delivered to you within the hour, fuck you. You know? Amazon is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
It's so convenient. Yeah. It's crazy.
And shout out Amazon Prime with the movies and TV shows. It's one of the best streaming services out there. Impractical Jokers news. For the Impractical Joker fans out there, Joe Gatto, I'm not sure how to say his name.
Joe Gatto.
Oh, right.
Tommy, yeah, take the floor, please.
Yeah, I mean, tell us.
How do you feel about the people who have been, I can see her head poking up over there.
A simple Trent thinks Impractical Jokers is unwatchable, but he laughs his simple little head off to The Big Bang Theory, so that's ridiculous. It's a
that
funny
is
show.
Crazy.
It's a funny show.
Trent has a problem with Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, Simple Trent thinks Impractical
Simple
Jokers
Trent
is unwatchable.
Simple Trent loves everything. His whole thing is always like, I just watch it all and I enjoy everything.
He said that him and Robbie, you know, when they lived together, Robbie would watch it all the time, loved it, and Trent, like, they'd argue about it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would not expect that from Trent. I have not watched it, but I liken it to Nickelback and all those things in the world that, like, sell a zillion records. Or they're on season, like, 15. People love them, but no, they're not funny. It's like, well...
I mean, there's some stuff, sure, that's a little cheesy, corny, but, like, if you watch, like, go to my Twitter. I tweeted out a 30-minute best-of presentation highlight reel from True TV YouTube. If you don't laugh at that, you just don't have a sense of humor.
Well, also, you got to understand, too, like, so there's Sal Vulcano and Joe, the other guys, like, Sal is, like, a very accomplished, successful stand-up comic. He's a funny guy. And when you get on network or cable TV, you know, it's not going to be, like, the cutting-edge funniest. You got to play by some of the rules and shit. So it's like, if Barstool got a show, it wouldn't be like our funniest Barstool material if we had to play by True TV's rules. So I'm sure there's some times where like, yeah, it's going to be a little corny. We got to play it clean. We can't do this. We can't say that. But overall, it's funny guys who are making television
very
fit like
stuff.
Cable TV. And there's a reason why it's like, you know, season 13 or whatever. I think this guy, you know, he's going through a divorce. I think he's probably in a whirlwind right now. You know, take a step back. Take your time. He's coming back.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I would.
Yeah, I hope there's like nothing serious behind the scenes.
I mean,
I don't think
there's
like
issue,
he's never taken
a
sip of alcohol or like drugs. Like it's nothing like that.
Right.
Like I think he's
like, you know, going through it personally, but it's
he's never taken a sip of alcohol.
Yeah, that was like a
thing.
Oh,
never mind. He's done fucked up stuff.
I didn't want to say it, but that
he's done some
fucked up
stuff.
That kind of made me like, oh fuck.
Yeah,
like,
he's never smoked a cigarette. Or yeah,
I don't know about that. That was like a thing on the show.
And he made a point of it.
Yeah, I think he might have a family problem with it in the past. I don't know, something like that.
If you told me like he's not a partier, it's one thing. But if you've made a point like I don't ever touch alcohol or drugs,
like
Brian Cox said, a man's got to have a vice.
Those people are scared of letting their guard down because they're like, oh fuck, like the inner me who when I'm sober I keep suppressed at all times.
Frank, do you drink?
No,
ever. But you have drink.
I had maybe. In my life, 10 drinks.
Okay, but you've had them. You've had them. You gave it a try.
Have you ever been shit-faced?
No.
Okay, well.
The most shit-faced I might have been was when I had that buzz last year with the half of a cookie.
Yeah, you got a little high.
Frank, you know what's in that cookie, right?
Chocolate chips?
No, Frank, it's more than that.
Oh, yeah?
Rowan, how much does he add?
Half a cookie?
Is he gonna like... Oh, my God.
Did you like that?
It was all right. It was all right. I do edibles again. I just don't like the taste of alcohol.
That's fine. Yeah. Just do weed. Just do some weed, bro. It's good for you. It's natural. But, I mean, Impractical Joker fans were busted up about this. It was tough.
It's really sad. I mean, they're four lifelong friends who could be too embarrassed. You know, they're only three lifelong friends.
Also, my thing about it was, I was going to say, like, you know, you're not, like, retiring from NFL football. It's like, you can come back to Impractical Jokers and just get back behind the mic.
I think they'll just replace him with a fourth. It won't be the same.
You think so?
I thought they
would just stick with the boys.
I would say with
a
three.
I think you could only do three. You need a fourth. Yeah. Like, they're good high school friends with Joey Fatone.
You need like two and two?
No, but it just would work. Like Joey Fatone from NSYNC went to high school with that.
Fatone coming into the mix would be...
I could see him doing it.
Tommy Smokes in.
I would do it. I'd have to still be able to work here as well. I'd do both at the same time. Or we release Impractical Jokers uncensored on Barstool. No True TV standards.
That would be funny.
I think they are making way too much money at True TV.
Call this woman a fucking cunt. Yeah, I mean, they're making big bucks, dude.
They were at a Devils game one time, and they did the Simba cam where they, like, raised the guy up like this. It's funny stuff.
All right, post-show. This is the funniest thing. Glennie, come on over, buddy. This is the funniest thing that's ever happened. Glennie Ball's snow face is one of the most magical, serendipitous things I've ever seen. I don't know how it happens or how it works, but this pretty blonde girl puts her face in the snow, and the face print is just Glennie Ball's.
Marv!
Harry?
Why the hell did you take your shoes off?
Why the hell are you dressed like a chicken?
It's just Glennard Balls. I mean,
it's crazy.
It's Glennard Balls. And I know there a TikTok tried to make the joke that it's Joe Pesci in Home Alone, and I can kind of see that with the hat. But like, I'm sorry, guys. No, your joke is now irrelevant and obsolete. It's Glennard Balls.
Wait, one sec. I have that hat. Pretty much that specific hat on my
that
desk.
Is,
let me go get
yeah, go get that hat, and you'll see just how much Glennie Balls is really.
That is 100%.
I said what we gotta do.
The thing that bothers me with this is why is she smiling in the snow?
I mean, imagine on your teeth.
Like on your teeth, like when she's full smile. What is that all about?
We should make a video where Glennie puts his face in the snow, and we zoom in on it.
It will look way less like Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
And now do the smile.
It's like an inside job. Like it's almost like it's an inside job.
You do smile like so big like that too. You're
sitting on my couch on Sunday, and I saw a few friggin' tags, and I finally watch it, and I'm like, that's fucking me.
It's not one of those when you play these games like, oh, this person looks like you. The Feidelberg look-alike is a crazy one too. Fights has a lot of them where there's no doubt about it.
But a lot of people
are like, oh, that kind of looks like so-and-so from TV or this guy on this show. And it's like, oh, I can see it. This is 100%.
I almost fell out of my chair. I mean, that's... Yeah. If I put my face in the snow, that's a look.
But apparently not.
I don't think it would.
It'd be a hot girl.
You would not look that much like you.
But I don't know. Glennie.
If
you saw that pretty blonde girl... And somebody said, what do you think her face will look like it's in the snow? And someone said, it'll look like Glennie Balls. You'd be like, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
I mean, don't disrespect the Joe Pesci. That is so much, that looks so much more like me than Joe
Pesci.
A billion times
more. I mean, that's my face.
It is. I mean, we have to, like, hopefully we get a big blizzard soon and we can do this and see what your face
looks
like.
I posted a TikTok about it an hour ago. I hope it pops off. I don't know what's going on. My fingers are crossed.
Well, this one blew up, right?
Did
you duet with it or some
shit? Yeah, I try to do a pro talk move.
Let me tell you something. There's a new pro talker in our midst right now.
Who? Oh, you're the talk game?
Oh, buddy.
John's, dude, nice. John's
it's so
got
scary,
a group.
But
he's trying to dap you up.
Right. Oh, my bad. I didn't see it. Double dap.
Johnny has a new account. John's Harmonies.
You know how your knees
kind of look like faces?
Oh, those have been your knees that I've been seeing all day? Yeah. Oh, nice, dude.
A, B, C, D, E, fuck you and your mom. And his
your knees
are
make
singing.
Noise?
Yeah, right?
So John will be
going off.
We're getting that 1 million. We're getting top famous.
I'll tell you what. I haven't shown John's harmonies to a person yet who didn't at least seem to like it a little bit.
There's skepticism at first, and then they go, oh, yeah. And then they go, oh, okay, all right, all right.
The name John's harmonies is also a fantastic.
Yeah, that's Nick Hamilton.
We got Britney Spears, Whitney Houston, Bone Thugs and Harmonies. We got a whole bunch going.
You
got
to stick with John's harmonies.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's like Tammy Smokes.
It's the new... maybe.
Yeah, John Harmonies, that's perfect.
It's going to be the new big thing. And also,
TikTok famous Tommy, 2022.
Tommy Smokes... coming to work in a dress. It's cool, man. It's cool.
What's this all about? This is advisors?
Yeah, Hannah did her first golf video. We did a golf bet, and I lost, so I had to wear a dress for it.
Oh, wow. I see. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so
what was the law? What if she lost?
If I won, every time she gave the weather, she was going to have to give me I wanted a genuine compliment for all five games.
You have done that bet so many times.
Yeah,
you want genuine
compliments. All I want in life is compliments.
Self-esteem is just unbelievable. Everything's always like, you have to post on your Instagram about how I'm good-looking. Okay, so you wore a dress for how long? Just like to come to work?
I left it on. It was 10 minutes on the show.
Now,
left it on for
something.
A couple extra hours.
Did you enjoy it?
I looked better than I expected.
I'll tell you what. I'm pissed.
Did you feel sexy?
To wearing a dress.
Yeah, this is your own fault.
Our deal was you had to buy.
No, you are the dress guy. You gotta have your own fucking dresses. You should have your own dresses by now.
I wouldn't say it felt good. I'd say I finally felt comfortable in my own body.
Yeah. Whose dress is that? Is that Hannah's?
It's Hannah's, yeah.
I mean.
Not bad for you. Fitting into a nice lady dress.
I thought it was going to look worse. Your arms look okay. You got like a mini Bezos thing going.
Yeah, I mean, I've dabbled with that in the past with the gym rat routines. Yeah.
There you go. So, shout out to Tommy Smokes, the chick. All right, that's the rundown.